My beautiful friends, and yes, you are all freaking beautiful. This is my, of course, it's going to be lovely. And you notice I'm trying to stay calm right now. Lovely, of course, as I just said, post-market wrap-up on this Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. Yes, we have to talk. Let's sit back for a moment and just enjoy the festivities. What am I talking about? So, yay! Yay. Dow Jones Industrial Average, higher. Yay, yay. S&P 500, higher. And yay, NASDAQ, higher. Lovely, fantastic, and beautiful. But what are the drivers doing of this market? So, as you all know, the stock market is not an independent entity of itself. It's 100% dependent on its drivers, the debt market, the U.S. dollar, actually crude oil as well. All right, so let's go look over there for a moment, okay? 10-year yield, lower. Dollar relative strength, lower. Crude oil, higher. MMRI, lower. And the market just takes off. Well, that shouldn't be a surprise to you because that's the way it works. Let me explain this to you just real quick. You probably know this already, but let's talk about this. The stock market is a kind of a it's a weird thing. It doesn't really count or discount, should I say, what's happening in the moment. It looks ahead. It's always looking forward. As you already know, if you follow this video blog, you and I clearly anticipate and know what is going to happen here as we move closer into December and next year. And I'm going to outline that for you because this is what the market is pricing in today. Number one, central banks are going to start cutting back on their aggressive stance with regard to raising rates. Fact. It's the groundwork is already there. Markets pricing it in. With regard to the Federal Reserve, we're talking about a 50 basis point hike. They're still going to hike rates, 50 in December, maybe 50 in January, maybe a pause. And the ECB, the European Central Bank, is going to do the same thing. Central banks, they don't coordinate. You know they don't coordinate because Fed Chair Powell, Yellowstein himself, told us they don't coordinate. They talk all the time. He's laughing. No, they don't coordinate. Of course they do. They're synchronizing what they're doing to the world right now. And central banks are in full control of everything. They control the economy, they control the financial system, the narrative. It's all under their control. All right, this has been their goal since the inception of central banking. Well, welcome to this new, I guess, a new world order, living under the rulership of central banks. I mean, they really have succeeded in fulfilling that, and they're not done. So that's what the market has been doing as of late. Now, you and I have covered right here. We need to see a few things happen. Regardless of what happens in the economy could be an absolute meltdown free fall on a global level. It just happens to be true. And the stock market will continue higher if two things, maybe three, play together. That is, central banks manage to keep the debt market stable, the global debt market stable. How do they do that? How does a central bank, any central bank, or collectively central banks, how do they manage to stabilize a debt market, which is clearly unstable and illiquid? How do they do it? Any guesses? Yes. They get in here and they buy. They're buying, and they're buying some more, period. What do central banks want to do? They want to become the lenders and buyers of a last resort. They're fulfilling their end game. Okay, period. You all know that. So it seems as of late, central banks are doing a kind of good job here, keeping the global debt market from bouncing around like a yo-yo, like it was doing just weeks ago. Okay, we're stable here. That is a big green light to the equity markets of the world, not just the U.S. stock markets. Okay, so stability here in the debt market. Central banks are buying it all. They're managing to fake or trick the market into believing things are a lot better than they are. Number two, so that's number one. Number two, the relative strength of the dollar. The Federal Reserve must keep the relative strength of the dollar stable. We can't keep going higher and higher and higher and higher. Those are the two biggest things right now, and this is obviously reflected in the MMRI. Free to you, free to me, free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. Seeing the MMRI drop tells the market, tells you and me, that risk is dropping. If risk is dropping, cash goes to work in the stock market. You understand? That's just the way it works. Risk on will remain. And we are clearly in a risk on market right now, especially watching the tight range of the 10-year yield. Some stability here with regard to the US dollar relative strength and the MMRI coming down a little bit. Now, crude oil is the third key here. The market, the entire energy sector, as you all know, and the financial sectors are 100% dependent on crude oil being high. Any manner of whatever you can dream about, think about, fantasize about, anything else is going to be used to keep crude propped up, energy propped up. And my European friends are getting crushed, unfortunately. And there's no end in sight here. Let me explain this to you real quick. Regardless of what crude oil does here in the short run, energy prices are going monumentally higher. Not just a little bit higher. They're going much, much higher. And this, of course, is yet another method or way to crush as many people as they possibly can. Central banks colluding with world leaders. Central banks do run the world. The rest of it's just a shit show, and you all know that. So you can expect these things to happen here. And the disconnect between the stock markets of the world and the economies of the world is going to get wider, this gap between the two of them. I sincerely believe, and let's see if I'm right on this. Let's go back to this video, save this somewhere on your computer or wherever you watch this. I believe sincerely that if central banks continue to fake some kind of stability here in the debt market, keep the relative strength of the dollar low, and manage to keep crude propped up, where do you think the market's going with just that alone? Forget about anything else. Look, as I've told you since like time immemorial, you know, people are all like fixated on earnings and PE ratios and forward guidance. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. When you have an environment like this where the drivers of the market are continuing to say, go, 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 it's going to push more cash into the world stock markets until it doesn't. And you and I, we don't have to guess. Until it doesn't, for you and me, is clear. We already know, like I said earlier today, we know where the red line in the sand is, at least for now, with regard to risk in this market. It's at MMRI 300, underlined. That's it. That's the line in the sand. So if we see, again, for example, the MMRI rising, 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 hit that close to that 300 or cross 300, we know some kind of action is going to take place. Either this whole thing is going to implode on itself, or central banks are going to get in here and do more. And in my view, I don't think central banks are done. I don't think they're done. They're not, they haven't completed what they want to. In other words, they need to suck more people into the stock market, get more people dependent on that kind of system, on their system, only to pull the rug out from underneath it in a very rapid fashion at one point here. So you and I, we're never going to deviate from our strategy, betting against the debt, becoming our own central bank, watching the drivers of this market here, period, the end. It's very, very simple for us. Very, very simple. So anyway, today was another, you know, just real quick, a classic example of how just watching a few metrics allows you to gauge what the most likely outcome of the market's going to be. Again, drop in the 10-year yield, weaker dollar, crude higher, MMRI lower. Okay, what happened to the stock market? Higher. It's you know, just keep your eyes on these things, and you're not going to have to sit here and guess, where's the stock market going? Anyway, so as I said, central banks, they're pretty crafty things here. And there's all kinds of stuff going on that we have no clue about. But as long as they can keep that debt market stable and keep the relative strength of the dollar low, number one and two and three, have crude oil stay high, market's going up. If, of course, they can't pull this off, market's going lower. Market's eventually going to melt down on itself faster than anyone can possibly imagine. Again, because we're in a hyperbubble environment. An environment of distortions that are beyond. And I think that's pretty clear to everyone that follows this blog here. So a couple of other things I want to talk about. So consumer credit, they love to call it consumer credit like it's a good thing. It's actually consumer debt. And consumer debt continues to skyrocket. Now, if you look at retail, the retailers today, their stocks did very well. Why? Because, again, you got people who are already struggling but continue to borrow. So what are they going to do? They're going to max out their credit cards, credit limits, and everything else as we move into the holiday season. And the retailers are getting all giddy, spraying their shorts about it. You know what I'm talking about? I think you do. Anyway, so in the back of the stock market, like I said, nice gains today because of action here in the debt market. Cryptocurrencies catching a bid. Bitcoin back over 16,000. Gold and silver doing pretty well today. I already covered crude oil and the dollar. That's where we stand, people. Look, you and I, you know, it's a lot of fun sitting here and talking about all this lovely stuff, but we talk about this things that are going to happen before they do. And I'm going to say eight times out of 10, that's exactly how it plays out. And I love that. I love being ahead of the curve. I love all of us, you and me. This isn't just Greg Mannarino's thing. All of us being ahead of the curve here. There's no guesswork. There's no panicking. You know, yes, this shit gets to me and my blood pressure goes to the moon. And I start freaking sweat and my heart's pounding. And maybe I do need to take a little time off. Now, speaking of that, I got a little surprise for you. Are you ready for it? Okay. This video right now is going to be my last one until Monday, until this coming Monday. You're not going to see me. Well, today's Tuesday. You're not going to see me Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You might see me Sunday. You might. But I'm going to say Monday, okay? With that said, you guys and girls got this covered anyway. You know what to look for. You know what you're doing. You know why you're doing it. You understand? You and I, we're not zombies walking through time and space like mummy, man. You know, not knowing what the freak is going on. We're clear on this. And I think that allows us to sleep at night. You know, if you've been a part of this family here, this worldwide family here, and that's what this is, we're a family. You know, you've been already taking action and preparing yourself mentally, spiritually, physically, you know, taking care of betting against the debt, becoming your own central bank, holding hard assets, understanding where this is all going to go, put you light years ahead of everybody. And I love that. I really do. I'm never going to stop doing this. Anyway, so with that said, like I said, people, I'm going to be taking off for, let's see, well, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, maybe Sunday. Maybe. We'll see. All right. So like 4 days, 5 days, maybe. Now, I need a little help from my moderators out here. I try my hardest to get rid of those scammers, you know, text me, WhatsApp. They use my pictures and little symbols and check marks and stuff. It's not me. All right. When you see these things, you know, most of you get it already. So my moderators out here, if you see these freaks out here, get rid of these people. Get rid of them. All right. They're just out here trying to scam people. It drives me nuts. So, being that this is going to be my last video for the week, bring it in. Nobody's looking. Nobody's looking. If you have never done this before, I want you to do it with me, all right? Love each other. Care about each other. Be charitable. Let's adopt that mindset, people. Eminon, you know? And we're all going to be better off. I can promise you that. This guy here loves you a lot. I will miss all of you over the next few days. Take care of yourselves. Look out for each other. It's just so important. And like I said, I'll see you in a few days, all right? I'm out of here.